What on earth is long QT? What does that mean?
So long QT syndrome is an electrical disorder of the heart. So as you know, everybody's heart has an electrical system that regulates, you know, the pace of the heartbeat. You know, it slows down when you're resting. It speeds up when we're exercising. And there are a lot of disorders of the electrical system. And one of those disorders is called long QT syndrome. And it's characterized by a long QT interval, which is a thing that we can measure on somebody's electrocardiogram, which is basically a snapshot of somebody's electrical system.
Let's go back for a second. When you think of the electrical system of the heart, in so many ways, the heart's a muscle that has blood vessels that supply the muscle. And when one has a heart attack, the blood supply to that muscle gets altered or stopped.
Right.
In addition to those blood vessels that supply muscle, there are electrical fibers that tell the heart to beat in a coordinated fashion. How do you actually view, how do you measure those electrical currents?
Yeah, so this is an interesting problem. So there is, as you say, an electrical system to the heart that you can't see visually. So if you were to take a picture of somebody's heart, you wouldn't be able to see anything about the electrical system. But we look at it by using an electrocardiogram.
An EKG.
An EKG. And an EKG basically is a snapshot of somebody's electrical system. So what we do to do that is we put electrodes on the surface of the person and measure the electrical activity that's happening in the heart. And that's our snapshot of the electrical system.
You also measure an electrical system sometimes over days, not just a snapshot. You can put an EKG device on somebody and have them walk around.
That's correct. We do ambulatory monitoring. So we'll have somebody wear an EKG that they can walk around with, and we can see rhythm disorders that might happen intermittently.
And sometimes people have very, very fast heart rates that are abnormal and are dangerous.
Exactly. And so there are many, many different electrical abnormalities of the heart. My whole career is devoted to the study of that. Long QT syndrome is one of them. And it's one that's particularly worrisome because it can lead to sudden death.
On an EKG, you're looking for certain types of waves or forms. And one of those, there are various complexes that you look at. Can you just name those for us so our listeners understand?
Yeah, certainly. So the different complexes have letters associated with them. So there's the P wave, the QRS complex, the T wave.
Those
correlate with different phases of the electrical activity of the heart. So each time the heart beats, there's electrical activity that initiates that heartbeat, and that electrical activity is depicted by those different phases that we see on the EKG. The QT itself is actually the kind of resetting part of that electrical activity. So when the electrical system says to initiate a heartbeat, there is this process of activating the myocardial cells or the heart cells that's depicted by the QRS complex on the EKG. And then after it's activated, it needs to be reset. And that resetting process is depicted by the QT interval,
which you can measure usually with a set of calipers, although now...
Yeah, there's an automated read done on the EKG that will measure the QT interval. That's basically telling us how long it takes for that resetting to happen in the muscle cells.
And the resetting should happen in a predictable fashion each and every time.
That's right. Each time it's reset, it happens in a predictable fashion so that it's ready for the next activation.
And if the QT interval, the reset time, in other words, gets prolonged, what happens?
Yeah, so there are problems of the electrical system that are characterized by a prolonged QT interval. And if the QT interval is prolonged, patients can be at risk for ventricular rhythm disturbances. So that means basically an electrical disorder of the lower chambers of the heart. So instead of just being reset and then activated again when you're natural pacemaker says to be activated again, it can on its own go into an abnormal rhythm. Basically, the lower chambers of the heart basically go haywire for a few seconds, and they beat out of control very rapidly, and that can lead to fainting spells, and it can lead to even cardiac arrest and sudden death.
Unfortunately, that happens in young people as well as old people, but for different reasons.
That's right. So long QT syndrome is one of those disorders that people are born with, and so it will affect young people, young adults, very often.